Zondervan presents Hungry for God, Hearing His Voice in the Ordinary and Everyday by Margaret Feinberg. Read by the author.
Divine Appetite. For 3 days, no grilled skirt steak, fresh guacamole, homemade salsa, or slices of lime. Instead, I ask God a question. What does it mean to hunger for you? My stomach mumbles and grumbles, refusing to let me forget that I haven't eaten solid food for nearly 72 hours. The sacrifice hasn't been easy. Some people need to remind themselves to eat. I have to remind myself to stop eating. I count Rachel, Paula, and Emeril from the Food Network as friends, and Iron Chef among my favorite shows. Though fasts have always been difficult for me, this one has been especially laborious. The first day I had sharp pains and constant discomfort. My mind was foggy, my responsiveness slow. Worse, anyone unlucky enough to stray into my path became a target for grumpiness. The second day, the condition of my body, mind, and temperament were slightly improved, though everyone I encountered was still fair game. Today is different. I've made peace with the hollow companion in my stomach, the sudden twinges of belly pain replaced by a dull ache. While I'm still grumpy, I hold my tongue. It's me, not you. With the discomfort subsiding, I've welcomed a sense of clarity. Colors are more vibrant, details more refined. Thoughts meander rather than scamper away. Reflecting on God and offering up a prayer feels natural, almost effortless. Why don't I fast more often, I wonder. Then I remember the first 2 days and how much I miss my foodie friends. I don't know anything about real hunger. While billions suffer in starvation and poverty, I live behind the plush curtain. Yet hunger is woven into the fabric of our humanness, no matter where we live. Appetite is a primitive disease.